Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Senate Majority Leader joins us here on WCCO in the final few days of the session. Senator Paul Gazelka. Mr. Leader, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
What's on your agenda today?
Oh, you know, a little of this, a little of that, the big tax bill, bonding bill, spending bill, you know, simple stuff.
Well, let's talk about the tax bill. What do you see? What's going to happen there?
Well, we're going to pass the tax bill off the Senate floor today, and the governor will have that. He has expressed disinterest in it, but keep in mind we have to do a conformity tax bill. If we don't, Minnesotans are going to have a nightmare of a tax fight next year. And so we did it in such a way that businesses do have to pay a little more taxes, but we tried to keep the individual with no tax increase when we conformed to the federal government. So the governor wanted to have a much bigger tax increase on businesses, and we just didn't feel like that was the right approach either.
He mentioned education as one of the things he wanted to see. Is it too late in the game to get that in there?
Well, it should be too late. I'm trying to figure out if there's any way we can work with the governor on that. April 9th, he said that we should all focus on the tax bill, the bonding bill, opioid abuse, safe schools, elder care, and the pension bill. And we all agreed. We all said, yes, let's all work on that. And so our budget, we fit around all of those issues. And then just 3 weeks ago, he said he wanted $138 million for education. And that is extremely difficult to do at this late date. But, you know, if we want to work with them, try to find a way through, you know, that would be best for Minnesota if we can get all these things done.
Was the breakfast yesterday at his residence, was it productive?
It was. I was nervous, you know, with this last-minute request for education. I wasn't sure how that was going to play out, but basically, all the groups there, majority and minority, House and Senate, with the governor, it was more than cordial. We were talking about issues. You know, we were pushing back on each other, but it was in a respectful manner, and that's how you can get to the finish line. And so, if we can keep that as part of this process, you know, that we have respect and honor for each other, I think we can get to the finish line.
Mr. Leader, I don't expect it'll happen this year, but boy, the Supreme Court came out with an interesting ruling now just 2 days ago regarding sports betting in states potentially being legal pretty much in every state. You'd have to have some state rules set up. Too late for this session, but will that be any kind of a revenue source next time you get together?
I am sure that will be a big issue next year. Sort of reminds me of like Sunday liquor, where people were on both sides of it, battling passionately to do it or not do it, and that's the feel I think we'll have for that one next year. And you know, I don't know where it's going to go. We'll do all the hearings and vet it out. And you know, I typically don't like to expand gambling any farther than where we're at. Others want to, you know, just be more like Vegas. So you know, where we're going to end up, I don't know. But it's going to be an interesting discussion.
Channel 9 did an investigative piece recently, as you're well aware, on child care financial abuse. How much of a conversation has that been in these last few days?
We did a hearing yesterday, Senator Jim Abler, and we had 2 hours of testimony. The person that was on Channel 9 came in and gave us more background. It's a major, major problem, and it's kind of a pattern that we are frustrated with. Minsure was a debacle, Minlars was a debacle, and now we have daycare a fraud. It's the oversight is it's terrible. I mean, I don't know how to get to making sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen. But if it's $100 million a year that's being funneled out of the system, that really is a problem, because there's a lot of people that have a true need, and so if people are abusing that, we don't have the resources to cover that kind of abuse. And so my hope is we can rein in some of that. And again, we're right at the end of session, so we're not going to be able to do anything, but that is something we have to rein in.
In the final few days and hours of this particular session, what do you hope gets accomplished? Obviously, the tax bill, you said, would be number one.
Yeah, tax bill conformity is number one. You know, we hope that we get a slight tax reduction for the lowest and middle income tax brackets. That was our goal. The bonding bill or infrastructure bill, I think everybody talks about the need for doing that for wastewater infrastructure, roads and bridges, mental health crisis centers we want to create. And then what we called it was caring for Minnesota. It was fixing MNLARS, providing money for safe schools, fixing the or providing resources for opioid abuse, and fixing the elder care crisis. And if we get all of that done in a short session, that'll really have been a really good session.
Will you be done by Sunday?
Well, we can't vote on anything Monday, so we have to be done Sunday with our voting. I was aiming for Friday at midnight, but everybody laughed, and of course they were right, but I was the optimist. That, you know, let's get done early and have an extra weekend in Minnesota, but we will get done Sunday, I promise.
Okay. Well, Senator Gazelka, I know you're off to a meeting and a committee meeting here, but I appreciate your time, as always, on WCCO.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka in the heavy lifting hours of our state session here on WCCO. And don't forget, every morning at 6:20, we talk politics on WCCO's Morning Take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.